You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am...
the Masked Speaker.
Got a text into 78592 that says, sometimes when I'm extra lazy, I'll eat the apple core because I don't want to go find the trash can.
Oh, damn. Yeah. All right, Johnny Appleseed.
I mean,
jeez.
Good roughage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in some ways we're all human trash cans.
Yeah. Good point.
As garbage people, it's important that we empty out the sin bin every once in a while before it gets too full.
Absolutely.
And you can do that right here anonymously on the Mass Speaker.
Yeah.
And one of our listeners is already on the phone ready to dump her trash right into our listening holes. She's chosen the fake name Beth. So Beth, welcome to the shame dump pile.
Hi, how are you?
I hope this is your first time to it. And maybe you got a frequent user pass. I don't know.
Yeah, we welcome return customers to the shame dump, but the voice changer is on. You are now the Mass Speaker, Beth. So whenever you're ready, go ahead, dump your truth on us.
So I was married for a while.
Okay.
But now I'm separated. I kind of been out of the scene for a long time. And
are you feeling good about that? Sorry, just to interrupt.
Yeah.
Like, are we celebrating that now we're single again, or are we feeling sad still?
No, I'm ready to start dating for sure.
Okay, cool.
Like, it's a good thing. I'm feel good.
You won't for long, just to let you know.
Aw, come on, give her some
easy
hope and optimism.
I mean, I was until recently.
Why? What happened?
Well, so I do have a 9-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, you kept him. Good for you. After the divorce, you never know. It's like, I don't know. He kind of reminds
me. It's like
me.
A house or a car.
Yeah.
Is that how
Jeff's
he
fighting the
up?
Opposite. He's not fighting for the kid. He's like, no, you take it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're kidding.
Yeah, we're just
of
joking.
Course.
Totally
you have a,
kidding.
A lovely 9-year-old son.
Yeah, no, and... you know, so I have started dating, and, you know, it is so much harder than I thought it was going to be. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just feel like the guys are super flaky, way more than before. It's just like you go out on one date, and they just ghost you.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine, too, like, people don't feel like they owe each other anything, right? Prior to dating apps, you would actually meet someone face-to-face and at least have some ounce of respect for who they were, you know?
Date someone for 4 years, and they'll just drop you.
Right. So what's going on with you? What are you confessing to here?
Well, so I guess that's kind of it. It was like I was over meeting people.
Yeah.
And so I was at my kid's soccer game, and this really handsome guy just started chatting me up.
Oh.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks. Like, I'm just sitting there on the sideline being the legitimate soccer mom that I am.
Uh-huh.
And we're just talking, and I get to know him a little bit, and he's a single dad.
Oh,
and
cute. Why is this a secret? I would be screaming this from the rooftop. I met a hot single daddy at the soccer game.
Yeah, but you're married, Brooke. You shouldn't be doing that.
If I was single, Jeffrey,
okay.
I mean, you should be celebrating this.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be celebrating it, but then it got really awkward really fast because I was like, oh, which kid is yours? And he points it out, and I mean, this kid, so he was on the other team, and he was really good. Mm. I mean, he'd already scored a goal.
Good genes.
Athletic.
Yeah.
And then he asked me who my kid is, and I'm like, oh, geez.
Oh, no!
The one eating his boogers over there.
Right. I mean, I was the kid in sports who's like sitting in the grass making daisy chains. So.
Yeah, cute.
Your son got that from you?
He's not exceptionally athletic.
Okay.
That's okay.
And just like the spur of the moment, I don't know why I did this. I pointed to a different kid who's really good.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you
upgraded
your child.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What was his reaction?
He was acting impressed. I'm like, yeah, no big deal, whatever. Trying to, like, move along.
Yeah.
But you just screwed yourself. How are you ever going to go out with him when you lied about who your kid was?
So that's where it gets real bad.
Oh, no.
The game wraps up. I'm chatting with the other parents, you know, on our team. And he comes back over to me, and he, like, starts to ask me out. And he's like, you should come over for dinner sometime. You could bring your boy. They can play, you know. And... then I notice my son is walking over, and I, like, he's like, hey, Mom, and I, like, walk away.
No!
Oh, my God.
No!
My goodness.
You walked away from your own child?
Did you feel like the worst mom ever? I hope your kid didn't know.
Oh my gosh, I was such a jerk. I went over to the other kid and was like congratulating him on a good game.
Giving him kisses on the head. That's my boy.
Oh my gosh.
I know. So now I have been showing up to our game super early so that my son's like already out on the field playing before the dad gets there, like trying to push off dinner as long as possible.
You have to tell him.
I think that you just say, oh, you thought I was talking about him? No, I pointed to the one that's bad right over there. I was wondering why you were complimenting his soccer skills.
You're because if you're blatantly honest and said, no, I wanted to impress you and I switch kids, you still look like an a-hole.
You look like a bad mom.
Yeah. So I think Brooke is right.
Do you think you'll ever come clean?
I don't know. It's so embarrassing. I might just give up.
No!
You know what you do?
You can't.
Go out on a date. Go on one or two dates and see if it's going to go anywhere. If it's not, then you never have to tell him. If it
That's
is,
a good point.
Then you can try Brooke's theory.
Yeah, I guess I could. I don't know. It's like maybe just try to make the date just us two and have nothing to do with the kids.
Yes. No matter what happens, you need to keep us updated.
Yeah.
You got a single hot daddy on the line. You cannot ruin this.
See, that's why Brooke's interested. Yeah. She just wants to meet the hot dad.
He is really cute.
See?
Oh, nice.
Look what modern dating has done to us.
Yeah.
I know.
Lying about our own children.
Oh, jeez, it's so bad.
But text in to 78592 if you have a confession you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker.
Or if you can babysit for her.
Yeah. That'd be great. She needs some help.
Yeah, take it.
Phone tap's coming up.